The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
It's time for our book club, and I'm delighted to be joined in studio by Sinead Cuddihy from the Tired Mammy Book Club. And we're also joined on the line by Dave Meehan, who's a member of an international book club. Dave is based in Wicklow. And we would love for book clubs around the country to get in touch with us, because what we're going to do every month is review a book, but we want input from book clubs right around Ireland. So if you're running a book club or if you're involved in a book club, do let us know on WhatsApp 087 1400 106. And Sinead, I'm going to start with you because you're going to tell us about our pick, which was Love Forms by Claire Adam. Take us through maybe a brief outline of the story, first of all.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Claire. So basically, it is about a woman called Dawn Bishop, and we start out with her age 16 getting the boat from her home in Trinidad over to Venezuela. She's 16 years of age. She's pregnant. It's a crisis pregnancy. And this is the decision that her family have made for her, that she goes to a sort of similar to what we would have had here, a mother and baby institution, where she then gives that baby up for adoption. Then we meet her 40 years down the line. She's gone through, you know, all her studies. She's got married. She's had two sons, and she's now divorced and living in England, where she's, you know, spent the last 40 years. And she's sort of trying to figure out her past, trying to find out maybe what happens to the what happened to the baby that she gave away all those years ago. And obviously through, you know, modern technology and science, is trying to see if that person can be traced. So it kind of takes us back and forth throughout her life, and between her growing up in Trinidad and her life in England, and all about sort of the choices she's made and where she's ended up in her life versus what she would have expected maybe prior to that boat trip.
Mm-hmm. And you see how much it has impacted every really moment in her life. Dave, I found the book quite slow moving, but then I think you realise as you go through it that that is almost the purpose of it, isn't it? To show you how that one decision, which really was made for Dawn back when she was 16, impacted her entire life.
Absolutely. I think that, yes, and it's the way that Adam uses memory, particularly in the book, that she struggles to remember some of the detail of her trip to Venezuela. But then she has no problem remembering those sort of what she would call happy occasions. And she talks about it in that way. Mm-hmm. And it's the contrast between the two things that struck me as being very interesting.
Well, I suppose it's the traumatic moments in her life are probably harder for her to access. And some of the descriptions of where she came from are beautiful, aren't they,
yes,
Sinead?
It really brings you there.
Dave, you wanted to come in there. It made me feel like I wanted to go there.
Interestingly enough, when I started to read the book, I remembered that I had an aunt who was in the Holy Faith Nuns and spent about 15 years in Trinidad. So I was interested to sort of read about it.
Yeah, it sounds like such a beautiful place, Sinead, doesn't
stunning,
it?
Especially because, you know, her family are fruit farmers and they make fruit juice, and there's all these descriptions of fruits that I'd never even heard of before reading the book. So it's really enjoyable in that way.
And in the course of the book, she hears from a woman, Sinead, doesn't she, who might be her daughter. And that theme runs through, and we're left wondering, is this her the whole way through the book?
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's her fourth experience of this, of connecting with somebody who may or may not be her child. And, you know, so she's almost guiding this woman who she's never met, and she doesn't actually know if she is her daughter, but she's guiding her as if she was her child through that process as well, because she's experienced it. So you even have her mothering this, you know, woman who may or may not be her daughter. Mm-hmm. So I found that really interesting as well, how, like, you know, she's just experiencing motherhood at all these different stages in her life and with these different people. And, you know, we're trying to find out throughout those late stages in the book whether or not that person is her daughter. And even before they find out, they're waiting on those test results. You know, she makes a trip over to, the family have a holiday home in Tobago, and they make a trip there as a family, and she's inviting this woman over, and this woman is actually based in Italy. So she, you know, and like, obviously we know that happened, you know, over the years, people were adopted in other countries. There was a case years ago of a set of twins who were adopted, and one was adopted into the States and one was adopted into Italy. And it was only discovered when, you know, the Italian girl had a YouTube channel and the American girl's friend saw it. So, you know, there are all these stories, and like, so they don't even have that language in common. They don't have a culture in common. You know, so it's, yeah, it's really interesting how they play that out.
And then the breakup of Dawn's marriage, Dave. I mean, we don't hear why that happened, but I felt, and I don't know if you felt this, Dave, when you were reading it, that that was most likely related to what she had gone through when she was 16. Did you think that?
I did think that, yes. And I think that the search sort of became a bit of an obsession with her. And it was to the detriment of her relationships with her own children and her family, you know. So I think those kind of things were playing into it all along.
Mm-hmm. That her life was dominated by looking for this child, this daughter that she all those years ago. Did you take that from it as well, Sinead, about the marriage breakup?
I don't think it was as cut and dry as that. I think there was a lot of obstacles in their marriage. You know, I think his career was more important than her career. Like, they both had a similar career path, but because when she had children, she had to take a step back. And even her own family, you know, when she visited them or talked to them, they were like, what's the issue? Like, he's making enough money, you don't need to work. But she was like, no, I want to work. And there was also, you know, her children were growing up in England. She had grown up in the Caribbean. She had had a certain lifestyle, a certain schooling, certain discipline. Her husband wasn't very supportive of that. She had to try and force her husband into allowing them to go to private school because that's what she felt was best in, you know, a time and a culture where she felt that, you know, the parenting skills were very different to what she would have had. So I think there was a lot of things over the years, and possibly it culminated in, you know, when he would have first found out that she had had that child. That hadn't come up until she had their first child together.
Yes.
And he discovered this. So there was, you know, that secrecy that passed. But I think there was a number of factors, and maybe that was just the straw that broke the camel's back. But whether or not they would have remained together aside from that, we'll never know, because that was the main purpose of the book.
It's interesting that you say that, actually, because they do make a lot of the cultural, does make a lot of the cultural differences between the two of them.
Yeah.
And then at one point, doesn't she ask why she ended up in England? You know, she asks herself that question.
Yeah.
And I just wonder if her early life had been different, would she have left the Caribbean? Because she loves it, doesn't she?
Yeah. I mean, I suppose she had to sort of escape, because as she talks about, you know, the women in her, you know, in her hometown or whatever were talking about her, and she probably had to escape that. And also there was probably an element of, you know, the education was seen as, you know, there was better opportunities for, you know, medical schools in England, perhaps. You know, there's a long history of Caribbeans, you know, moving to England for college and that sort of thing. And,
I think it's worth reading.
I think it's worth reading. There's a lot to think about in it.
Dave, I want to ask you, because you have been given the big responsibility now of picking our next book, and you have picked a book by Will Dean. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's called The Last Thing to Burn, and it's a gripping tale. It's not a difficult read, but the subject matter is quite difficult, but it's worth a read.
And how would you characterize it? Is it a thriller?
It's a thriller, and it's also, well, it's basically about two girls who were trafficked from Vietnam and into the UK, and what happened to them after that.
Okay, well, we won't give too much away. It's called The Last Thing to Burn by Will Dean. So, Sinead, you'll be reading it.
Yeah, I've actually read it previously.
You've read it? Oh, you're ahead of us.
Yeah, I read it a couple of years ago. It came out in 2020 and I read it about a year later. Will Dean's a great sort of crime thriller writer, and the blurb on the front by Marion Keyes says, "Misery meets Room. A triumph." So I think that sums it up perfectly.
Sounds great. Well, listen, I better get my skates on then and get stuck into that one. We'll be talking about that next month, and we will want a book club to join us. So if you're involved in a book club, do get in touch with us on the programme for our book club, and join us here on air to talk about Will Dean's The Last Thing to Burn. The number you need is 087 1400 106. Dave, thank you very much for joining us. Dave Meehan, who's involved in an international book club, which sounds very exciting, and Sinead Cuddihy from the Tired Mammy Book Club. And you can find Sinead's book club online and join up, of course, if you want. New members welcome all the
Absolutely.
Time, Sinead.
The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.